From theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode 306 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We very much appreciate you being a part of our orbit. Thank you for joining us here each and every week. I'm joined now, as I am every time we record the show, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
You know, I don't want to worry people, but I'm a little concerned about a good friend of the show.
Oh, friend of ours, huh?
You know,
is it Lisa Bizzle and those videos that she makes?
I mean, no,
that's concerning.
I feel like Lisa is in control.
Yeah, even she's when a weird PhD.
Shit is going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really never worried about Lisa.
Yeah, yes.
But yeah, I go on Twitter a few times a day.
Yeah.
It's usually for some sports information and then occasionally for some jokes.
Yep.
And every time I go to Twitter, I see our buddy.
Oh yeah.
Jay Stu tweeting about the fucking Astros. Like always. Like every time.
Well,
and I don't know what the algorithm is.
Yeah.
But I'm worried that he's tweeting like 30 times a day.
Yeah. It's concerning. Jason Stewart, great guy, really good friend of the show. Met up with him last Friday.
Best friend of the show.
Best friend of the show. He's here all the time. He's hosting the Bachelor Lifestyle with me. He's great. Met up with him just last Friday for a couple of beers near his house. It was fucking one of the great afternoons of my life. Always good to see him, but
I still think fondly of the time I got beers with him like 5 years ago.
Amazing. Well, he called you a backdoor slider. He looked fondly upon you. But he's like that. He's a sweet guy. He's a nice guy. But a lot of times he'll be mad online about things. Let's not forget.
This is the term. This is what tweet storm is about.
Yeah. Yes.
This is a tweet storm.
Lest we forget, Ed, season 8 of Game of Thrones. Jason went on for weeks about that.
That was like tweeting in Chinese. Like, I just didn't understand any of it because I stopped watching after like 3 seasons.
Right.
But this, I know what he's talking about, but he's really belaboring the point.
Well, lucky for you, Ed, we were able to reach out before the show. And we have him here with us now, joining the program, everybody's favorite guest. You hear him with me here on this same feed every single week, hosting the Bachelor Lifestyle. Of course, I'm talking about Mr. Jason Stewart. Jason, what is up? How's everything going? Are you in crisis?
I'm back.
He's back. He's back.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing, buddy? I know you're. I recall you being
a scorned lover here.
Yeah, I recall you being very, very mad online about Game of Thrones season 8. You didn't like the writing. You felt like they really punted on the last season, and then almost equally, you were very mad about San Diego Padres shortstop Manny Machado and how he does not play baseball the right way.
Oh, love Manny.
He's a punk, according to Jason Stewart. He doesn't run out fly balls. He Cadillacs plays in the field. Jason Stewart does not like Manny Machado playing baseball the wrong way. And then there's something else.
Didn't he have a decent batting average in the World Series?
Yeah, he's a good hitter. I mean, he's a great player.
But I'm saying in the World Series, he played for the Dodgers. Didn't he have a decent performance?
I think he was their best hitter in that World Series.
Yeah.
Although,
a lot of empty hits. He's the guy that will get you a couple hits at the end of games when it doesn't matter.
Right. Just because he likes to pad his numbers. Yeah.
Hubert Davis loved the three pointers in the last minute of a blowout. He loved those.
Exactly. Jason, you're saying that Manny Machado is the type of guy that if somebody, if an intern in the baseball operations organization came to him and said, look, Manny, we got this thing. We figured this thing out. We know that we know every team's signs. We record all the games. We figure out the signs and we know whether you're going to be seeing a fastball or a breaking ball as soon as the catcher puts the signs down. And we can relay that to you on the field. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of the trainer's athletic tape and we're going to tape an Apple Watch to your chest. And if you feel a little buzz when you're standing there in the box,
here comes the curve.
Yeah. You go ahead and sit on that. Wait on it because that thing's coming up there with some spin. And if you don't like it, spit on it. But if you don't feel that buzz, you're looking dead red, fastball, swing away, jump on it. He's the kind of guy that would take that opportunity. Don't you think, Jason?
Oh, hell yes. And not only would he take that opportunity and never tell anybody, but when he did get caught, he would pull a Jose Altuve and all of a sudden forget.
You're very mad about the contrition. The degree contrition, you're real mad.
Yep.
And he would forget how to speak English. Oh. and people would be like, Manny, you were born here. You went to high school here. You're American. And he would feign.
That, I know the guy who scouted him in high school.
Yes. He is that kind of guy. Jason, take us through what your level of rage. I feel like there's one thing I'm leaving out that you were mad online about. I definitely remember you being mad online about Game of Thrones. You're mad online about Manny Machado playing baseball the wrong way. You're extremely mad online about the Houston Astros cheating at baseball. What's the other thing I'm forgetting that you were mad online about?
Well, I mean, the Dodgers quick exit from the playoffs this past season.
That's always riled up. That's always
Dave Kershaw. Roberts. Like, does he have? I'm trying to think. You punish Kershaw on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Yeah. For the one game when Kershaw forced himself into the game, throwing off the rhythm, and the Red Sox came back, or not the Red Sox, but the Nationals
Washington
came
National.
Back and won.
Yeah.
Game five. A pivotal game and
deciding game.
I didn't blame Kershaw per se, because Dave Roberts and the organization allowed Kershaw to force his way.
Once he gives up,
I'm warming up. Yep. I'm coming in. There's no decision making here.
Once he gives up that home run to Rendon, who's very greasy. Once he gives up that home run to Rendon, then you got a lefty specialist hanging out in the bullpen. You got their best left-handed hitter coming up. The score is 3-2. You got to bring in your lefty specialist in that situation is what you're saying, right? Right, Jason?
But I think the next question you're going to ask is what's my level of frustration compared to those other ones?
Yes, rank those things. You're mad online about three things: Game of Thrones season 8, Manny Machado not playing baseball the right way, and the Houston Astros cheating at baseball to win a World Series. Rank those things in order.
I mean, Game of Thrones is a distant 4 because I want to say that my passion for baseball and the Dodgers supersedes. Like, I don't
absolutely
know, you could ask my girlfriend, you could ask anybody who's ever met me, and I don't get too excited about anything. In fact,
that's true.
I've been called dispassionate. I've been stoic, wooden, laconic.
Yes, all those things.
And, but baseball really gets my blood up. And I would say the three baseball topics are maybe equally as bad.
There's about 16 or 17 straight tweets about this, but right in the
middle. Let's hear a couple.
Just to calm us down, he retweets the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
The purpose of life is to be happy.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, good on you. You're trying to calm everybody down.
Wow.
By the way, those two things are not mutually exclusive. Dalai Lama says the key to life is happiness, and you're not going to find it through materialistic things.
That's right.
And I want to be happy as the Astros are punished in the worst way possible.
That's true. Yes. But that's not going to happen, right, Jason? But what is going to happen is that the
what do you want? What do you want to happen?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a better question.
Well, I mean, the short answer is title vacated.
Yeah.
Players punished. And
how about 1988? Remember who was the guy? Wasn't there a guy who got tossed for like sandpapering and Vaseline-ing the
Pintar. Ball? No, it was Pintar. You're talking about Jay Howell?
Yeah, Jay Howell.
You're really going deep for that one, Jay. He got suspended.
That was the last title. Yeah. So I mean, did they run away with the division? Did he get to the World Series by cheating? Yeah. Yeah, they probably benefited from his cheating.
Ed, you're really reaching there.
I had to reach because that was the last Dodgers title.
Right.
That was their last title.
Yeah.
And I think what you're describing, and you know, I played the game, and this is really the only game I'm ever going to pull that card on.
That's right. Jason Stewart played the game. He went to Brea Olinda High School. He claims he's from Orange County, but he's actually from Brea, where he played the game. Did you play it the right way, Jason?
I did, and I was taught the right way to play, and I also was taught the old adage that if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Now, mm-hmm. I give that context. Within the framework of the game, anything's in play.
That's right.
If you're looking at the other dugout to get signs and you steal them, then that's on you.
Absolutely. It's part of the game.
You're not technically cheating.
Nope.
You're stealing signs above board. Everybody could do it. The, spitting on the ball,
loading it up like old Greg Maddux.
I mean, that's as old as the game is.
Made it to the Hall of Fame with that.
You could say stealing signs is old as the game is.
Right.
But no, they just have better technology.
No, calm down on that, Ed. You're talking crazy.
I've already been on record saying
you're talking bullshit. Crazy. Of course it is.
But the vacating titles thing is complete bullshit. What they should do is absolutely destroy the organization so they have to have like a rut after this.
I mean,
just a slap on the wrist.
They hammered them on the draft picks.
But the vacating titles is bullshit.
That's kind of stupid.
We all remember the game.
Well, the eyes of history will have already cast their decision. Like, no one is ever gonna think that's a real World Series. It doesn't matter. You don't need to call them the Houston Asterisks. You don't need to fucking mark it down.
Remember Jason did today.
Right. No, nobody fucking goes and looks at the record books and goes, oh, 1919, Cincinnati Reds. Like, yep, that's everything was fine with that one. It's the same thing. 2017 is an illegitimate victory. And no one is going to look back other than a few people in America's third largest city that think that they're being victimized, that think that people have a vendetta against them, which is stupid. Even it's not just the players that they played against today. South Jersey's own Mike Trout, who's never said a fucking word as far as I knew, came out and fucking hammered those guys. Said he has no respect for them. He's lost respect. These guys are pariahs and they deserve it. Jason Stewart, your thoughts?
I think what Mike Trout and Bellinger and these guys are most pissed off about isn't that they necessarily cheated, is that how they've handled themselves since they got caught. So they've basically not been punished. And the commissioner explained it away by saying that they were given some kind of immunity for telling the truth. They wouldn't have gotten the full stories or the investigation if everyone stuck to the code. So I guess in some way, shape or form, they promised them immunity, which I think is bullshit.
They did. They absolutely did. That's come out.
And then, so not only do they get away with the murder, but then they just start popping off about we would have won it anyway. It didn't help. And they also have done a horrible job of taking ownership of it and absolutely apologizing and being contrite. So I think the players are like, wait a minute, you're not going to be punished and you're going to act like it was no big deal and that this isn't something that's unethical and something that should make you, should make it harder for you to fall asleep at night.
Absolutely. How do you live with yourself?
I woke up this morning to the news that Jose Altuve was going to talk at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
And basically they just had reporters out in front of his locker. And I don't even blame Altuve. The guy is not very smart. Wow. He's not very articulate. Ooh, and ooh. English is his second language.
Or tall. Yes.
He's a good baseball player.
Yeah, he's good. He's watch him be a lot less good from now on though.
I mean, I'm guessing if he explained it in Spanish, it would not have been a very good apology, or he wouldn't have taken ownership for it. But I mean, he was up against a lot of things. He's not very smart. And wow. English is a second language, and the Astros just let him take it.
Yeah.
They didn't give him any media training.
They've handled this horribly.
They didn't have literally an interpreter. They didn't have a lawyer next to him, a team rep. Like, they just let him take it. And his story, is no story. He hasn't even said what he did.
Yeah.
He apologized at a press conference last week, but didn't say what he was apologizing for.
So in short, you're going to keep tweeting and yes. letting this consume your life.
You're holding down that you're fighting the good fight, right,
the
Jason?
Best revenge.
Yeah.
You know, this is living your best life, not getting consumed by it. You can't get those titles back.
Yeah, Jason, what would the Dalai Lama say?
I think the Dalai Lama just tweeted like an hour ago, and his sentiments are much like Mike Trout, that if he would have known what pitches were coming when he played baseball, he would have crushed it.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, big hitter, the Llama.
Yeah, he's a big hitter. Yeah, how about a little something for the effort?
I deserve a lot more than that, Ed. Unless you're laughing hilariously on the inside.
No, I'm laughing on the inside. No, I was just checking. I'm sorry. It was just a lot of Dodgers talk, and I checked my two-team parlay, and it's looking really good.
Oh, nice. That's good for you.
I knew it was something because I told a really smart joke, and you had nothing
well,
for
it. Well, you know what? Amazing. I'll get it in post.
So I just noticed Altuve, his numbers, look for his numbers to significantly. They've already started to go down the last couple of years. He's aging out of his prime here.
In May of 2018, he signed a 5-year, yeah. $150 million contract.
He's great. He's set.
So a lot of what he did today is, I'm sure the one bit of advice his agent gave him is don't admit to anything that will jeopardize your current contract.
Well, they're not going to cut him. I mean, they're not going to try to.
But there is an out. There is an out in these clauses. These
they're never going to exercise it. They're never
doing something that puts the team in a bad light. Remember when Giambi came out and he had this big emotional press conference? And it was all like legal speak.
When he ate the bad sushi,
yeah.
He was blaming a lot of his stuff on bad sushi.
That's right.
He went with the Piven defense.
Yeah.
But I remember him apologizing, but he never apologized for taking steroids because he was still owed like $100 million.
That's right.
And he didn't want to jeopardize his cash. And I think Altuve's got that. I mean, Correa, if I'm not mistaken, has not finished his rookie deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's doing a lot of talking.
Who's the other guy? Bregman. He's a real fucking cunt.
Upset were you, Jason, when who's the guy from the Phillies that played second? Chase Utley. Remember when he like blatantly injured the Met?
No. That was a good hard slide. That was a good hard slide, Ed. I will not have you besmirch the name of Chase Utley.
Just wanted to make sure. Just want to see how you were feeling.
Good hard slide.
Cheating play. Well, if we can injure a good Met. This would be good for our chance.
Good hard slide, and it's trying to break up a double play. Good hard slide.
I've often said this about that play. I always felt like Utley received the public punishment, and they made a rule change in the offseason because the shortstop broke his leg.
Stupid rule change.
And yeah. you know about fibias and stuff. They're not hard to break.
No, it's one of the lower bones in the leg. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Right.
I always thought that his crash looked very tame.
It did.
Compared to these cars that flip up and down and the driver like walks out.
Sterling Marlin just got him in the ass a little bit.
He got rid of the thing to keep his neck in place.
Hans device.
Yeah.
It looks like he just took an ill-advised right turn into the wall.
Yeah.
Somebody went down tonight, I think.
The problem is he was going 180 miles an hour. And, right. and broke his neck. Yeah, there was a horrific crash tonight. You know, no one's died on a NASCAR track since Dale Earnhardt, and that was in 2001.
Well, how about when the guy killed, what's his name? Tony.
Oh, he murdered a guy. He murdered a guy, but that was in sprint cars. That was in midget cars or whatever on the dirt tracks of Indiana. He flat out murdered a guy. He killed a guy.
Just ran him over
on purpose. Yeah, that was a murder. He should have gone to jail for murder.
Shook Knight.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Jason.
All right. Live your best life.
We love you, buddy. I'm going to talk to you later tonight. Watch The Bachelor. Let's meet up at Old Fields for a couple more beers here soon. That was a great night. Love hanging out with you.
I have one last thing.
Oh, yeah, there's more.
To leave your listeners, okay?
Were you pissed at Manny Machado? I'm not Manny. Manny Ramirez when he went on that tear for the Dodgers?
I thought you were going to say another man. Hitter. I'm pissed at Manfred. Manfred has handled this very poorly. That press conference yesterday, his answers were not well thought out. But this is what I think. He says he doesn't want to set a precedent and vacate a title for the Astros. Precedents are dangerous. I think that was code for they are investigating Alex Cora's 2018 Red Sox.
Yep.
They're going to find the same thing.
Yep.
And if he vacates this title, then he vacates that one. That's two years that baseball will have to eat.
That's right. There's no vacating. Do you think, Jason, when Alex Cora goes in to like have his meeting with the commissioner and they're like, okay, Alex, what do you got to say for yourself? He just hits play on the TV and then it's video of that one time he had that 19 pitch at bat and then hit a home run on the 20th pitch.
Can you imagine how mad Jason would be if you're an Orioles fan and had to live through the Jeffrey Mayer situation?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, interference. I'd still be talking about it.
Jeter. That was off Jeter.
Yeah. Tony Jurasco wasn't even jumping.
Yeah.
He was just like standing there.
Yeah.
I just asked one thing. If you're going to play the game that I grew up playing and my first love and passion,
was it Bray Olinda?
Respect the game.
Yeah. Respect the game. That's
respect
right.
Respect the game.
I agree with you. Okay. Is that in fact the high school you went to, Jason? Bray Olinda High School?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. I knew that about you. Okay.
Thanks guys.
Hey buddy.
Tough, buddy.
Always good talking to you. We'll talk to you later tonight. Love you, pal.
Great.
All right.
Talk to you.
Hi to the girlfriend.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That was our good friend of the show, Jason Stewart. Sweet guy. He gets upset. He's passionate. He's a passionate man, Ed. You can't fault him for that.
I love seeing the spark out of him. I just, you worry when someone tweets like 35 times about the same thing.
You do get a little concerned in those situations. I would agree.
I'm glad you were able to check in with him. He seems like he's okay. He's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let's catch up on some voicemails here.
Real quick. I just want to point out today we're recording it on President's Day.
Yeah.
And, I just wanted to point out, cause I've got a history book coming up, a little fun fact about our president, the 16th president, Abraham Lincoln.
He used to like share a bed with an underling of his, despite the fact that there were other beds available for that man to sleep in.
I like to be cozy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fault him for that.
Yeah.
but Abraham Lincoln saw the practice of what we did with dead people, and he was pro embalming. He didn't invent embalming. It was like something in France.
Well, what would we do before that?
We would light candles to try to overwhelm the stench. And then we would like leave dead bodies there for a week.
Oh, no.
So people could pay their respects.
Oh, no.
And he had a son die, like 12-year-old, 13-year-old son died.
Tad Lincoln.
Like, yeah. He's like, we're embalming. I know this is a process and we're not going to let our son rot. We can all smell it. And then he, like, I don't know if he had a will or just let it be known, we're going to embalm me. We're not lighting candles and just letting me lay there.
Yeah, disgusting. And then that became the practice. But now in retrospect, we should be burning bodies. What?
Fine. I get that. But I'm saying you have to walk before you can run. And we were just trying to outdo the stench with candles before.
Yeah, no, what a mess. Why we should have been burning back then. Imagine the arrogance of a person going, Hey, you see that perfectly good piece of land right there, that fertile piece of earth. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put my fucking dead body there. So everyone knows when they walk on that grass. And you know what? You know how they're going to know? I'm going to put a big piece of fucking cement with my name on it. And everybody can walk over there and go, hey, guess what? My dead body's below this ground. What the fuck is that? Why is it still going on? It's insane. Burn your fucking body, okay?
Yeah, I've said Michelle doesn't want to totally do this, but I always say just burn me and then just throw me in the garbage. There's no purpose in saving ashes or whatever. But I will suggest anybody who feels like you need to do the burial route, go down to New Orleans. Their graveyards are amazing.
Yeah, they're above ground.
They're so cool looking, but they're also, you know, you go to one of these old ones and they're 300, 400 years old and everything is worn away and it's just kind of cool looking, but nobody knows these people or cares about them. And it shows, you know, eventually you're just nothing. So you might as well not take up space.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like just,
nobody needs this shrine to themselves because, you know, give it about 50 years and nobody cares.
Quit thinking you're so fucking special. You're not special. And you know what's really not special? Your fucking carcass. You've left it. You're not using it anymore. Get rid of it. It's disgusting. What is wrong with people? Okay. Voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big
Okay, Ed, Manuel and Gardena, looks like he's back. And remember last week, he made a very crass analingus reference that I was not.
I really block these. I don't remember any.
Well, I had to shut it down. I had to shut it down because we don't talk crass on the show. This is a highbrow intellectual talk show. And so I had to shut it down now, but clearly Manuel feels emboldened. Let's see if he is able to redeem himself this week.
Ballers, no need for the introduction. So Valentine's Day 2020, holy S, dude. I was in for an awakening last week when I went to go get my Valentine's Day card. Got one for the old lady and for my daughter. My goodness, dude. Now they're making like husband to husband Valentine's.
What's wrong with that?
To wife.
What's wrong with that?
Valentine's. Husband to he, she.
Oh my wife God.
Wife to he, she.
So?
Et cetera, Manuel. Et cetera.
What is Manuel? I like Manuel.
Like a fucking moron, buddy.
I like Manuel, but what's like, who does he think he's talking to? Does he think this is the kind of thing that you and I are going right. to, this is the kind of the line of thinking, this caveman wisdom.
I actually want to know, and I, you know, we don't request topics. I want to follow up. Is he in the school of thought that like, he doesn't think it's possible for people to be in love if they're not a man and a woman?
Yeah. Well,
does he think that this,
or they don't deserve cards?
Valentine's Day is not about marriage or whatever, which, you know, we're in favor of that too, but is he saying that like it's impossible for people to be in love with each other that aren't exactly man and woman?
Well, I think what he's saying is that
worthy of cards.
Society shouldn't validate their unions with Valentine's Day cards. Hey, that's That's capitalism, dude. Those cards exist that's because right. there's a market
they
for them.
Sell them. Right. They couldn't sell them.
People want to buy those. Exactly. Right. Okay. I'm going to let them go a little bit longer, but I'm really not feeling, hey, everybody knows I love Manuel.
I've defended him.
Yeah, as have I. I like him too, but I can't get with this. Hold on. Let's see if he redeems himself. Oh my God. I accidentally went back.
Well, I got one for the old lady. Valentine's. It was a shock to me. Like, do we really need to specify? Can't you just give your spouse a card? Does it have to be so damn sex specific? I don't know, man. It was just weird to me.
Hey, Manuel, I get that you're coming from a good place, but this is a, we live in a new world. You know, it's not this, you're probably about my age. What? We're of a generation.
I do like Manuel.
I like him. Everybody likes him.
What fucking good place is he coming from?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to help him out.
He's coming from a closed-minded place.
I'm trying to help him out here.
Ridiculous. It's indefensible. Yes. I will engage with him, but I've clicked on his Twitter before.
You have? That's insane. Matt in LA?
Yeah. And it'll say there's a lot of God stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun.
So yeah. He's into, you know, all this. And I got to tell you, the main message is about like love and yeah. being good to each
That's
other.
That's what Jesus said. What would Jesus do? He'd let people buy the cards.
Somebody's card no, that they bought no. for each other? Come on, no. buddy. You've got to be better than this.
Ed, I got some bad news this week.
What's up?
Horse Winnie guy has given his 2 weeks notice.
Oh no.
Our good friend Dave in San Clemente. He reached out to let me know and he's like, I just, you know, he quit and he's like, and honestly, he's pretty bad at his job. And he's like, so do you think it's worth it to me to match the offer that he got just because he does this horse whinny thing when anybody coughs?
Wait, and is he the one who employs?
Yeah. Yeah. He's his boss. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I don't know if this might be the last. This might be the last.
Well, no. What he's gonna do while he's giving his notice you've gotta goose it. You need to come up with some major ones.
I think that's what they're trying to do. But just in case, for those of you that don't know, our listener, friend of the show, Dave in Rancho San Clemente, he has an employee that subconsciously, but it's audible when anybody coughs.
Like a triggering.
Yeah. He has a nervous tick or something where he responds by making a horse whinny sound and he doesn't realize he's doing it. And we may never hear another one.
Doing it? Nay.
Nah, nice. We may never hear another one of these again. So here it is.
This hurts.
Could be the last ever horse whinny guy. Wow. Whoa. Wow. That is crazy. I would personally,
you got a match.
I mean, imagine having to be in an office with that sound though. That would freak me out. Let's hear it one more time. What the fuck is that? Honestly. Oh, he didn't. She tried to get him to do it again. So anytime,
you know, it's been good team building for your office.
Yeah, totally. Anytime somebody clears their throat.
I love this.
I mean,
he will be missed.
Crazy. Crazy. Unbelievable. Okay, let's jump in and let's just do some sports. Let's blast through this. We got a lot. Yeah, we got a lot to get to.
Surely somebody has submitted a sports song by now.
I mean, I asked Writes a Bill. What about Snowjet SST?
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Beautiful song. Ed, we've already talked quite a bit of sports on this show with our good friend Jason Stewart. Really good to hear from him this week. What else is going on in the world of sports?
West Virginia governor, I guess he also coaches high school girls basketball on the side, which high school, it's one thing if you're coaching rec like I do.
Yep.
Two practices a week, one of them's on the weekend, and one game on the weekend.
Yep. Yep.
It's all manageable. High school, it's an everyday thing. You're the fucking governor? Get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, he's but Ed, he's the governor of West Virginia.
Yeah, last time I checked, there's a huge opioid problem. You should be all over.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
Well, he called another high school girls basketball team a bunch of thugs, and then he was kind of surprised by the reaction.
That's unfortunately, I mean, you and I in both of us are in the enlightened parts of the country. We're
careful.
Very.
You're gonna get a lot of virtue signaling.
I don't give a fuck. It's true. We here on the edges know about shit, and thugs is a loaded term. It's a racially charged word, and you can't say that. Now I will say, in West Virginia, like that's like West Virginia. I think they just got talkies recently, Ed.
They were watching Charlie Chaplin until last year.
Silent films until recently. That like they're still talking to each other with the two cans and the string over there. You know, it's not like common decency hasn't reached West Virginia yet. So although this guy's the governor.
He's the governor. He's supposed to be like the head guy. Now, being from New Jersey, I know all about shitty governors. But yeah, you got to hold these guys accountable for being fucking morons.
Yeah.
Two California little leagues banned the use of the team name Astros. I just wondered, is Jay Stu like a commissioner?
It's
a bit much, everybody.
When I was probably, this is like when you did like pitch to your own team. So I was probably like 8 or something. We didn't have Little League in my town, or we did have, I think there was Little League, but the majority of people just played like the rec league baseball, Harbor area. Shout out to Harbor area. And for whatever reason, they could, I don't know how the licensing worked or anything. They had the, actual team names on the jerseys, but the jerseys were like t-shirts, right? They weren't like jersey material, but for some reason the colors would be all wrong. So like I was on the Astros, and the Astros were like Dodger colors when I was like 9.
My son this past year was on the Red Sox, and it was blue.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's weird. When I played Little League, we were just local sponsored local businesses.
I like that. Like that's what they have here.
One team was Sunoco.
That's pretty cool.
My team, and it was undefeated. You know, I was probably like the fifth best player. So it's not like thanks to me, but right. My team was dominant.
You're bragging more than Jason Stewart for playing high school baseball. Go on.
No, high school. I didn't play high school.
No, Jason.
I'm talking about when I was in like fifth grade.
I know, but Jason anyway, was bragging about.
Team was dominant. And our coach was like a failed minor leaguer.
Yeah.
So he was way into it, and his son was awesome. And our team was loaded, but we were sponsored by a bar called Lock, Stock and Barrel. That's so awesome. We had a badass name.
That's awesome.
And then like my buddy played for the River Builders, like a terrible name, but I played on the cool name just because it was a luck of the draw.
That's pretty sweet. I like being named after the sponsor. I think that's kind of badass.
My nephews is pretty cool. All their team names in their town are named after like real minor league teams, and they use their like the Mud Hens and stuff like that. That's fun. Burn. Nobody wants to be the major league team. No, that you don't
I
agree. Like.
I think it is kind of cool. Like there's certain levels of little league where they're college teams, which is so it's like the Gamecocks and the fucking dirtbags. Yeah. Like that's pretty badass. But I think it's kind of played out to be major league teams. I like the. Sponsor Chico's bail bonds. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fun. Okay. What else?
Jeremy Roenick won't return to NBC after being suspended for suggesting one of his coworkers have sex with him and his wife. And he did this on a podcast.
No.
You know, you made a comment in the office and it looks bad, but maybe you could just go, I didn't say that shit. Yeah. He went on a podcast and announced it.
It's here's the thing about Jeremy Roenick. This guy. He had to have his face rebuilt like a couple of times when he was a player. There's got to be some CTE happening there because this is it affects your decision making. Like anybody would know that you can't make a joke like that publicly unless there was something that was affecting their filter. Which is clearly what's happened to Jeremy Roenick. So
many pucks to the dome.
Yeah. One too many headshots. I'm sure he'll get a job.
He got boarded.
Yeah, I don't know where he lives, but I'm sure he'll get a job with like a local team. Like he was a big Blackhawk, so maybe he'll get a job in Chicago or something. You know, he was a king for a while as well. So good luck to him.
Well, it's time for the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what is going on in the non-sports realm outside of the sports world? What is happening?
So we will. If you listen to this podcast, we're good. But NASA spotted a potentially hazardous asteroid rapidly approaching Earth. But, you know, a near miss could be a crazy distance from us.
Oh, yeah. Like a close call is like hundreds of thousands of miles away.
Right. So that's why that movie Armageddon, believe it or not, it's not so factual because you just wouldn't know until it's too late if it's going to hit you.
That's true. And it's you think that like NASA's got shit figured out where they're just like they have like a fucking a force field that's just scanning the skies and will know when any asteroid's coming at us. But actually, space is fucking infinite. So unless you're looking in the right spot where an asteroid might be coming, you have no fucking idea. There could be near misses all the time that we don't know about because we're just not looking in the right spot for the asteroids. The bottom line is that we exist. This whole fucking experiment that we're a part of here, that we're just on in the eye of a needle here. We're on the fucking tip of a razor blade. This could fall apart any fucking second. So here's what you do. Be a fucking good person, live in the moment, and try not to worry about shit because guess what? It's about to end.
Shit. Yes. Think about what a blip in everything we are. Like we were also, everybody listening was born in a pretty good situation because you could have been
Bangladesh.
In fucking Nepal.
Yes.
I mean, you could be in such a terrible situation. Yes,
absolutely. So we are
the luckiest of the lucky.
Yes. And it could all go away.
Period of time. What if you were born in the year 75?
Oh, fuck that.
It's the fucking worst. Everybody smells. Their breath is terrible. You're probably going to get murdered or some disease or infection. It's all terrible.
Ed, remember like 25 years ago when there was no internet?
Right. How about when you had no cell phones? You had to meet somebody. It's like, all right, we'll meet by the corner, the stop sign, and like somewhere in a 20-minute window, we're just going to hang out.
Your boss tells you, hey, I need you to go to Orlando next Friday, find a good deal on a flight, and then find yourself a hotel, you're fucking on the phone for a day and a half trying to get that going.
You're on the horn getting people to do things for you.
You got to come up with a list of hotels in fucking Orlando. How are you going to do that? You couldn't just type that shit in. You had to get on the fucking phone.
No, that's not good.
Brutal.
Not okay.
Horrible. The point is that Yellowstone is a fucking super volcano, and it's on like a 600,000 year circuit of eruptions. Well, it hasn't erupted in longer than that. So if it erupts, it's going to fucking wipe out the whole West Coast, and the rest of the country and world is going to be a pretty shitty place to live while everybody starves to death. So just chill out. Fucking love your kids. Don't be a fucking asshole and vote for Bernie Sanders. What else?
Alabama Democrat responds to the new abortion restrictions in her state by proposing a bill that would force a vasectomy after a guy hits 50 or has three kids.
In.
Now,
we need to do this sooner.
I totally get why people are like, oh, we can't do that. But, you know, the abortion restrictions are terrible. But I got to say, just about every guy would be benefiting from that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to. I mean, look. I had a vasectomy. I want to say it was like in 2009.
I had one in 10, early 10.
Yeah. I cannot tell you the benefits in my life I have reaped because of my inability to produce a child. I'll just leave it at that. I'll just tell you that much right now. I got the two kids. They're perfect. I don't need any help on the farm. Okay. I got the two. They're good. I'm happy with those two. Now I'm too fucking old. I'm too old to have a kid. What am I going to do with I'm 44. What am I going to do with a fucking infant? You know, it's insane. I shouldn't be allowed to have a kid. Luckily,
like 10 years from now, yeah, you're in a situation. You become a dad 10 years from now. How are you going to do it? It's too much.
Luckily, I'm gelded. So you and I don't have to worry about this. Remember, who was the Odd Couple? There was Jack Klugman and the other guy.
Tony Randall had a 70. He was 78 when he fathered.
Same with Zorba the Greek. Anthony Quinn was in his 80s, had a baby. And I get it. I like that you guys are still fucking, but you don't need a fucking trophy for it, okay? Just
it would be cool
do the fucking
one.
Part. Yes. It's the best. It's the best thing you can do for yourself. What else, Ed?
Michael Avenatti just got convicted for trying to extort Nike.
I think if you're
in the extortion game, probably aim a little lower.
Well, no, you got to think, hey, these guys have all the money. They got all the money.
Deep pockets, but you don't want to take on somebody who has all the resources to fight.
Yeah.
You want that in between, someone who doesn't want the headlines.
Yeah.
This extortion is the fucking worst.
This Michael,
you want to get paid for doing nothing.
Yeah. This Michael Avenatti, I never heard of him until, you know, he got famous, but he's local to me. He's like a Newport Beach guy here. And he's going to go to prison probably for the rest of his life, not just for this one, but he's got all sorts of frauds that he's done on people. And one of them, he defrauded Hassan Whiteside's baby mama. He got Hassan Whiteside's baby mama, got him to get her a settlement from Hassan Whiteside. And Hassan Whiteside was...
I wouldn't fuck with Whiteside.
No.
Didn't he have lots of weapons one time in his car?
Yeah, I think he did. And he had like... Yeah. And I think it was a Rolls Royce too, which like he doesn't fuck around, but he was dutifully like paying his child support payments. But Avenatti set it up where the payments came to him and he was fucking stealing them and not giving them to the baby mama. And the baby mama is like, where's my money? And he's like, this Hassan Whiteside, he's not paying the money. He's just not paying us. I'll try to get the money, but he's just not paying us. Meanwhile, he was paying, and this fucking piece of shit, Michael Avenatti, was keeping this woman's money. Yeah. And now this woman's out. She's fucked because of what Avenatti did. Real piece of shit. I hope he gets everything that's coming to him.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. Delta CEO said passengers should ask if they want to recline their seat.
Okay, here's the thing. Yeah,
I have opinions on this.
I know you do. The seat has a recline function on it. if you don't want the seat to recline, get rid of the recline function. Take the fucking button off the seat.
See, that's what I'd be in favor of.
Get rid of the button.
Get them. My problem is people act like this is their personal kingdom when they get on a plane.
That's
and
true.
They're taking off their fucking shoes.
Yes, they are.
And I've had my knees smashed so many times by, and it's not like I'm fucking Patrick Ewing.
No, no. You're 6'0".
I'm not that tall.
Yep.
But I'm getting just destroyed when somebody just doesn't even look backwards. They just slam that thing back.
Yeah.
Or you've got like a drink on a tray and they just swing it back. Like, it's okay to be a little bit courteous.
Yeah.
I would never tell somebody, no, you can't do it. But I'm annoyed that people just like they don't just check their surroundings. Let me make sure I'm not going to smash some baby's head.
Yeah.
Like, people don't care.
No, I agree.
And then the thing that drives me most nuts is the people behind you.
Yeah.
And it's just about everyone in the world.
They throw a foot up. They throw a foot up.
No. Oh. When they want to stand up, they don't think to push themselves up by their armrest. They grab the seat. Like, what? Now I'm getting pulled back, like yanked backward.
Yeah.
So you can stand up because you can't bother to do anything on your own. You've got to now use my chair my seat as a crutch. Fuck you.
I'm one of these guys that I can't sleep on a plane either. And so if I'm like just kind of dozing off, it's like a miracle. And then when that happens, inevitably some asshole gets up or like, and also I'm an aisle guy because I have claustrophobia. So if I'm inside, I feel like I'm stuck there. So I have to get the aisle, but inevitably, like as soon as I'm falling asleep, like just if I can possibly fall asleep, some fucking asshole's shaking me awake so he can go take a fucking piss. I mean, it's constant. It's look at how Don Draper used to fly. He'd get on a DC-10 and it'd take a while, but he had plenty of room. He'd get on there. They'd fucking bring him his prime rib.
He'd smoke like 3 dozen heaters.
Yeah. Cigarettes, scotch, martinis, Rod Stewart's upstairs with Robert Mitchum, and they're doing fucking cocaine off the fucking first class bar. I mean, that's how you fly.
Yeah,
that's how it was meant to be.
My only thing is, the CEO saying you need to ask permission for that. The whole reason this discussion came up is because that video, some douche just kept punching the lady's chair.
Yeah, he was sitting by the shitter. Buy a better ticket, guy.
Yeah, he got the last minute seat.
Yes.
And then he's mad. And so he's going to punch just over and over again. Somebody should be able to punch him in the face without any penalty.
Absolutely.
Terrible dude.
Another thing that the airline does.
You're part of a community. Look out for the people around you.
Yes. No, I agree. If there's a way to do it that is courteous, I 100% agree with you. Fuck all these people.
It's hard to hear something about your heroes. Papa John admits he didn't eat 40 pizzas in 30 days.
Whoa, hold on.
I mean, if we can't believe Papa John, what can we believe?
You're telling me Schnatter's a liar? I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. I don't even know what to think about this guy. He's still isn't embarrassed that he's Papa John. Wouldn't you just think I'll take all this money I've built America for and just disappear?
He's got the bunker down there in Louisville. What has he made an announcement? Has there been a press release? Is there going to be a press conference or an interview? Sit down with Barbara Walters so we can get to the bottom of why his skin tone is the exact same color red as his shirt.
And the sauce.
Yes. What's going on there with old and
the, it's such bad pizza.
Yeah. And the hair is dyed so black in contrast to the red skin and the red shirt.
He's got the Jerry Lewis hair.
It's bad. It's a real bad look.
Shoe polish.
And also agreed. Shitty pizza. Chain pizza. There's no reason to have chain pizza.
When I was in college, I would eat Papa John's because that's what was in the college town.
It was like $7.99,
And then I think I went back to college like a year or two out of college and being like, what? I must have been eating something different.
Yeah, now it's the same.
This doesn't make sense. This is the worst thing ever. It's the same. And it's partially your palate and partially because you're shit-faced like every moment of college. It was a real rude awakening. Yeah,
it's a huge bummer.
Florida man's dialysis center won't allow his life-size Trump cutout, so he refuses to go. Killing himself to own the libs.
Turning yellow to own the libs.
If this story doesn't disturb you, like this is, if somebody wanted to bring an Obama cutout to anything, you would never talk to them again. You'd be like, this person is crazy.
Yeah, just owning a cutout. It's a little weird.
Cutout? What?
A cutout.
What is happening?
What is that?
And then the dialysis center is like, no, you're not bringing your toys in here.
What? No. Yeah, there's people getting their fucking blood changed out in here.
You could bring like a laptop or a phone and you could watch something on it. Yeah. What? Cutout?
Bring a Vanity Fair or a Russian novel. You know, you don't need your fucking Trump cutout, weirdo. Where is this in Florida?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you think maybe he goes in there and it's like, hey, Ted over there got to bring his emotional support caiman. Well, how come I can't bring my Trump cutout or Cletus in the corner? He's got to bring both of his pythons.
Yeah,
but maybe Dave, that's more accepted.
Dave brought in his emotional support muffler.
Right.
What's going on?
they all have like jet ski carburetors. They're like rebuilding carburetors while they're getting.
Corporations just like they shouldn't be tweeting. There's nothing that angers me more. I turn into Jason Stewart. I don't respond, but I turn into Jason Stewart when I see corporate sassy tweets.
Whoa. Sometimes they're funny. I've seen them be funny.
Popeyes was shitting on Chick-fil-A. Like that was funny.
That was kind of funny.
But when they're just being sassy about everything, Visa is trying to get like a little personality. They offered a debit card featuring Harriet Tubman doing the Wakanda Forever salute and didn't go well. Consumers.
Problematic problem. Now, nice. Was it the version of Harriet Tubman that one studio executive thought should be played by Julia Roberts?
I cannot believe I can and I can't believe that was actually a thing.
I mean, it's a different take, you know, like who knows?
the Runaway Bride featuring Harriet Tubman.
Amazing.
Wendy's, speaking of terrible corporations, Wendy's fires employees after viral video shows the worker bathing in the kitchen sink. And I've seen still shots. I didn't click on the video, but they're in the giant sink.
Somebody was asking me recently about all the years I worked. You know, I worked at Sioux Plantation. I was a cook at Swenson's, fucking waited some tables, places. Somebody was asking me if like I ever did anything to the food. And I'm like, no, of course not. I'm not a fucking monster. But I did say one time I was slammed. I was cooking burgers and I had a whole six party of six. All their food was ready and I was putting up the last burger into the window and the plate slipped out of my hand and fell to the ground and broke. All the other food was ready. So I just quickly scooped it up and put it on a new plate. And then it was like a Swiss cheeseburger. So I had to like fix the holes in the Swiss and like kind of take my towel and like dab off like anything from the floor that got on the burger. And then I sent it out on its way. And here's the thing. They didn't notice. They just enjoyed that burger.
I would say that my biggest stint in a kitchen was a couple years.
Yeah, that pizza place. Pizzas.
Yeah. I never really had time to fuck with orders and this and that.
Like,
you just want to get it out.
You're working.
But then you want to get the job done, so then you can go back to fucking around or staring at the hot. hostess or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
But you don't, I don't know. I just never cared enough. That being said, I would be surprised if you ate pizza in the early 90s in Central Jersey, if you didn't have a piece of pepperoni that rolled on the floor at some point.
It happens.
You know, when you're loading it, like something fell off and you got a quick piece. It might have happened, but like, yeah, fucking with the food or like bathing in the sink. You're just doing that to be a dick.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Nobody wants to take a why would you want to take a bath?
That's disgusting. It's disgusting. Horrible.
Wet sink? I would never want to. I wouldn't even want to wash my hands in that, like that kitchen sink. I would go to, you know, the regular bathroom. And then finally, unfortunately, we gotta finish on a super disturbing story.
Okay.
Sopranos actor, a very fun story arc. This is Vito, who fell in love with Johnny Cakes. Remember that?
Yeah, Vito was a little sweet.
Yeah, he was sweet, and then he went off to like New Hampshire and fell in love with Johnny Cakes.
Yeah, because he had to lay low for a while. Yeah. And then and Johnny Cakes was the dude from Oz that was, yes. That was in, like, he was like kind of gay for pay because he was in Oz and he was like basically married to the dude from CSI.
Right. Maloney.
Yeah. Christopher Maloney.
Yeah. So he apparently was a cook or chef. Yeah. Then he got into acting, maybe because he was like very Italian, you know, the casting calls in North Jersey and the New York City area in the late 90s. If you were a decent acting Italian, you were getting a job on The Sopranos.
Yeah, all those guys on Sopranos and Goodfellas and all that shit, they're actual dudes. Like that's the only time they act is in mob shit.
Right. So this guy was a cook, then became an actor. And then went back to cook, but he's got like a gig now where he comes over, cooks pasta.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
that sounds pretty good.
Sure. I mean, who doesn't want a nice cooked Italian meal?
Then after he cooks the pasta, he probably makes
telltales.
Like a ziti or some meatballs and gravy. He makes the bread. He knows how to do it. And then he makes it all. And then he cleans it all up and he leaves. That's perfect. That's exactly what you want. That sounds fantastic.
Here's where there's a little bit of twist.
Okay.
So he's going to talk about some like stories from the set, I guess.
Oh, so he's like, hey, me and Gandolfini, we went out and got a couple whores after the show.
After the Bada Bing scene, we actually went over to the real strip club.
Yeah, Gandolfini paid. He was a great guy. And then, okay, hold on. I'm just finishing cleaning up here. And thanks for having me. And just thanks for paying my fee. And I'll see you later. I was here for about 90 minutes. Perfect amount of time. We'll see you.
No. Oh. He said he hangs out for about 10 hours.
What?
I mean, what?
Imagine spending 10 hours with anybody.
Anywhere. Anybody.
Insane.
Except for the people in your inner family.
You don't have a choice.
Girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever. But I mean, just for somebody you don't know to spend 10 hours with
you. Crazy. No, it's insane.
That might be the worst thing I've ever heard.
Never. Okay, Ed. That's it. Excellent job. We had to record a little early this week. I'm headed out of town, so a little bit of an abbreviated episode, but we're still there for you guys. We're here for you every week. We love you guys. Please reach out. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email. Send us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. We would like to thank special guest and person who is often mad online, Jason Stewart, for joining the show. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 306 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We'll see you next week. You in some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man. No one is above us. 5-star. Even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot. Man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man. It really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.
listen up, you play us in shock ballers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.